that there's a mitzvah for the Bnei Abayis to have a candle lit. Now, where's the best place to have a candle lit? So if you look down about 12 lines from the wide on Chaf Aleph on the Beis, you'll see Tana Rabban Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Laniach Al Pesach Beiso Mi Bachutz. The mitzvah is to put it on the opening of his house on the outside. Im hayador ba'aliyah manicha bechalon. And if he lives in the attic, so then he's supposed to put in the window. Let's stop right here because I'm going to share with you Be'ezer Hashem a big chiddush from Reb Nevinsal. Someone just came to me, and he was discussing with me. He's about in Israel. You buy on paper, right? A lot of people buy apartments on paper. So let's say someone came to you. There are many, many, many concerns. I didn't even bring this up then. But let's say in the world of theory, you're looking at it as a Rebbe. You're looking at the plans, and there are two choices. You realize that for Chanukah, in the first choice, he'll be able to put it by the opening of his chatzer. He'll have his own chatzer and be able to put his menorah right there. Versus another apartment, he'll only be able to put, he'll quote unquote only be able to put it in a window. Is that a lechatchila? Is there an inyan lechatchila? Now, what would you say based on the Gemara?
Probably that's how much they cost.
Right. So what would you think? So I'll tell you from my childish perspective, one of the things that excited me, that once I came to Israel, I was no longer living in Washington Heights anymore. I would no longer have to put the Chanukiah in the window. And v'chule. Now, there were many, many other milas. But one of the things is the beautiful thing, right? Sleeping in the sukkah. Sleeping in the sukkah is a real value. But then, what about the menorah, being able to put the menorah outside by our door that we're zochet to? It's not easy for all of us in Eretz Yisrael, every single one of us here. So is that something for us to say, wow, we accomplished something more in that regard? Or maybe no. There's no particular milah. So, I'd like to share with you, jump right in, with the Machlokis Rashi and Tosos, see how we paskin la halacha about what does it mean mitzvah lanicha al pesach peso, and then discuss the standard mahalchim, which probably you're familiar with, and then share with you a little bit of a chidush over here. Rashi learns the mitzvah lanicha al pesach peso. Rashi says the following. We're looking in the Gemaras without even the bolds, right? The Rashi. Rashi says, Menicho, Rashi says, Mibachutz, right? Mishum persu meniso velo bershus rabim, elo bechatzero, shebatei en hoye psuchin lechatzer. Rashi learns that you put it outside the apartment. Tosvos, without getting involved with Tosvos, is Rayas, although Tosvos' Rayas are very much relevant to our shir, but it is late on Thursday night. Tosvos says that the menorah is supposed to be outside of the chatzer. Umayr mitzvah anicha al pesach beis mechutz says Tosfos umayri deleka chatzer el abayis omed samkum shusarabim. Aval im yesh chatzer lefnei abayis mitzvah anicha al pesach chatzer. The mitzvah is to put it outside of the chatzer. So we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. By the way, one of the standard ways, I owe hakar satov to my chavrusa Rav Ami Merzel who pointed this out. One of the standard ways of being Masbir, this Machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos, this is how Ramosha Feinstein learns in the Dibros Moshe, is to say that Rashi is more concerned about Heker, and Ramosha leaves off in the Dibros Moshe, the Tzarech Iyun. What do I mean by Heker? That if it's in front of your door, so everybody knows. It's from Mishpachat Eisenstein. But if it's by the Chatzer, and we know...
There's no marker here.
There is,
many houses go into
Chatzer. They're going to Chatzer. So then in such a case, that's fine. Then in such a case, then we would say that that there's less of a heker. So Rav Moshe even asks that he's not sure, according to Tosfos, where the heker is at all. How would you expect the paskin Shulchan Aruch? Well, according to Rashi, if you put it by the Chatzer, it's no good on the outside of the Chatzer. According to Tosfos, if you put it in Rashi's place, what's so terrible about it? The Aruch HaShulchan makes this point, where he challenges the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch on the next page. The Shulchan Aruch in Tav Reish Ayin Aleph in Sif Hei says, Ner Chanukah Minicha Pesach Somach L'Rishus HaRabim Mibachutz. He says, you put it by the entrance to the Rishus HaRabim on the outside. Ima bayt pesuch l'shusam yir bischa. V'im yesh chotzer l'fnei bayis menicho al pesach ha-chotzer. And we need the next part as well. V'im ha-yadar ba'aliyah. And if he lives in the attic, she'ein lo pesach pesuch l'rishus harabim, that he doesn't have an entrance to Rishus Harabim, menicho ha-chalon ha-samach l'rishus harabim. Then in such a case, he should put it by the chalon ha-samach l'rishus harabim. So, despite the objections of the Aruch HaShulchan, who says, I don't understand why the Shulchan Aruch didn't at least mention the position of Rashi, because as the Be'er Halacha that you have in front of you points out that there are many Rishonim who learn like the Shita of Rashi, the Be'er Halacha is in Dibra Maskel Pesach HaChatzer, there, nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch almost entirely forgot about this Psach. So this is a little bit interesting that the Shulchan Aruch follows the Shita of Tosfos all the way. Now, with that introduction, so let's outline the Shitas that many of you are aware of. Rav Eliyashiv, which unfortunately now we have to say Zatzal, and the Minig Yerushalayim for many was to follow the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, even in apartment buildings today. So we have A on our front page about apartment buildings. We're going to have three opinions, three which are really four. We're going to focus on the last opinion the most, but Rav Eliyashiv says that the halacha is that one puts it at the opening of the chatzer, even apartment buildings today, and it's put on the other side of the mezuzah. So we have the entrance to a building. If a person's living in the building, you put it over there.
So you have 50 different
chanukiyas. Oh, very good. So we're going to get to that. What about the 50 different chanukiyas? Very good. So what's the answer? Aside from the fact not being close to the mezuzah, and, you know...
Well, you're still yotze hadlakos.
You're still yotze hadlakos. And at the end of the day, whose fault is it? It's Tosis' fault. Once Tosis suggested, you put it up over there, so then you put it over there. It's well known...
All the families are inside in their own apartments. They don't see the chanukiyah, because they're all downstairs.
Correct. Correct.
So it's like, something seems missing.
Okay, I hear that. I hear that argument. I hear that. Maybe ultimately our mahalach will relate to your problem as well. It's well known that the Chazon Ish pointed out that when it comes to chatzer, this is the second mahalach, Chazon Ish pointed out that when it comes to a chatzer doesn't qualify when you're talking about a cheder ha-madregot. He points out in the Sugyas and Baba Basra, that Rav Zev and I learned together with Chavrusa, that the Sugis and Baba Basra have that, it wasn't that parak, we learned Tesfah Sabbatim, but the Chatzer is normally used for Rov Tashmisho, Rashi says in the beginning of Baba Basra, and that means that the majority of a person's even private behavior is done in the Chatzer. Cheder Madrigot would not be that way. Now some people have private gardens, I would say that could be. One of the examples of the Gemara is that they used to do the laundry there. So my wife hangs the laundry in our backyard. So maybe I want to argue that my chatzer might even qualify according to Chazon Ish's definition as a chatzer. But that's position number two. Those positions are well known. They've been well developed already. Here's the big fascinating one, and that's our Masorah. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Nevinzal's Ha'ara. Rav Nevinzal writes, and this has appeared also in different contexts, not only the Yitzchak Yikare, as we'll see in a moment. He writes, "Evanti midivrei Admor Zal, deboinan denikar dehaneros hemi bayizet." That needs to be obvious that the candles are from this house. V'mi efsher yanichenu bechalon. And if you can't, you should put it in the window. So therefore, if you draw a straight line right from this window all the way up this the street to Rav Nevinzal's apartment, in a few days from now, two nights from now, there will be a menorah, not at the front of his building, but rather in his window. He lights in his window. Right. And that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman told him to do.
Well, what does it mean if it's there's a heker that it's from the...
So we're going to explain. This is what I want to be ma'ayin to understand what that means. In what we gave out to you, in the Sefer Shalmei Moed, which I think might be the next page, do you have it? On the Sefer Shalmei Moed, they quote two versions. Shalmei Moed is a Sefer that's devoted to Pesachim of Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. There are two versions of Reb Shlomo Zalman, and of course, I'm going to try to prove that Reb Nevinzal's version makes more sense in that regard. There are two versions of Reb Shlomo Zalman, and this is well known. That a lot of the yeshivas, they say over the first version, not the second version, not Reb Nevenzel's version. The one version is that Reb Shlomo Zalman said, "I'm concerned exactly because of your point. 50 menorahs in front of one building, it's not... If you have one menorah, okay. So the first person who lights there, Zvizim Magdimin, he gets it. Okay? But everybody else should light in their window. That's the first version of Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Nevenzel reports that that's not what Reb Shlomo Zalman told him. And they have that over here, which is essentially the exact same thing that we have in the B'Yitzchak Yikare. By the way, you should know the B'Yitzchak Yikare sometimes is not the most accurate presentation of Nevenzel's Shitas. I can say this out of years of experience. Rav Nevenzel knows Kemat Mishnah Brura Bli Ainar. He knows Mishnah Brura Kemat Bal Peh. He doesn't know his own Ha'aris as well as he knows Mishnah Brura, which, by the way, is a tremendous lesson of Anius. I know my Chidushim a lot better than Rashi and Tosis, right? But that by him, it's exactly as he knows Mishnah. Whatever they put in, so it's just his notes that they took from the side, or what he said. But here, they have the exact quote from him. And that's going to be version number two in Shita C. Vagra Nevenzel Shlita Kosov Admar Zal Horali Lahadlik Bechalon Beiti Denikar Dezu Hadlaka Shali After Lo Hidlik Mishu BePesach Habayis. That's why the Shamei Moed brings it down as two versions. So at the entrance of Nevenzel's building, even if no one is lighting there, so then in such a case, he will still light in his window. The question is, but at the end of the day, didn't we see that the Mechaber said that you're supposed to light in front of the Chatzer? And if he was going like the Chazon Ish, so then, and he didn't hold it was a Chatzer, so then don't light by your door, don't light by the window, light in the doorway by the Chader HaMadregot. In other words, by the entrance of your front door. What's the pshat in the window? And how does he reconcile this with the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch? The Psak in the Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish, not like this position, Lechura. So what's going on? So Rabosai, I think...
But what's Pshat in Sheilo Pesach Pesuch the Shusha Rabin of the Aliyah? I mean, what does it mean he doesn't have one?
Okay, very good.
He can't get his house? Oh. He has to fly in?
Very good, Ruben. That's what I want to say. But I, by the way, I spoke to another Talmud. I believe Tyrus goes beyond all boundaries. So I will mention a Rosh Yeshiva of a different yeshiva in the joint YU Israel program is also a Talmud of Rav Nevenzel. Rav David, I just saw him a few hours ago in Gruss, and he also knew this psak, and I was misameach him, I think. Because he told me he was really, really happy that I showed him this space Yosef, which flushes out the point that you're saying, which I think Hakol Miyushev Shaper, that Rav Shlomo Zalman, some thought that Rav Shlomo Zalman was paskening from Rav Nevenzel, was paskening like the Shita of Rashi, like the Aruch HaShulchan. In my experience with Rav Nevenzel's Pesachim, doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Rav Nevenzel will do anything not to be cholek on the Shulchan Aruch. And in fact, he was miyashiv to me how he could fit in Tosis, which is beyond our scope for tonight. How he fits it back in the words in Tosis. But I want to show that this Psaka of Shlomo Zalman is Kemat a Beis Yosef. That all Rav Shlomo Zalman was telling Rav Nevenzel was a base, applying a Beis Yosef. Is my Chidush for the week, and you'll tell me if you think it's right or wrong. In the Beis Yosef that you have in front of you, in Tav Resh Ayin Aleph, so there he quotes a sheet of Rashi and Tosfos. But the Beis Yosef adds one thing in the Tosos. So if you take a look, three lines from the bottom. So everybody knows the Rashi holds that's right on the outside. Tosos says it's on the outside of the Chatzer. So the Chura, Rav Nevenzel wasn't going with the Shita of Tosos because of the problem of Heker, based on Rav Shlomo Zalman. Because that, and that's what he even said. He said because there's no Heker from the Bias. So Rabosai, listen to these lines in the Beis Yosef. V'Rabbeinu Kosev Kedivrei Atosis. The Torah passed like Tosis as well as the Shulchan Aruch. The Mitzel Anicha Al Pesach Beis Onu V'Chutz L'Ficha Chutzruch L'Farish. And he points out that Tosis learns differently. You have two copies of the Beis Yosef. Right, on the bottom. Three lines from the bottom of the Beis Yosef. V'Rabbeinu Kosev Kedivrei Atosis. The Mitzel Anicha Al Pesach Beis Onu V'Chutz. Now, If we pasken like Tosos, that there is a mitzvah to put it outside of the chatzer, so why, if someone's living in the attic, does the Gemara say that he puts it in the window? So he explains, according to Tosos, what it means. Ficha chutzrich lefarish. Dima yedar ba'aliyah menicha b'chalon atzlamuch l'rishus harabim, b'she'ein lo pesach pasuach b'rishus harabim. Mayri, to the next page. Klomar, shim hoye pesach o aliyah pasuach l'rishus harabim, menicha ala pesach. You have it? No. You guys don't have it? Here we go. So here, so pass that around.
Later on.
I'll take one.
Later on.
Or maybe not.
No, we
didn't
get that one.
So pass it. Klomar, I'll wait for you to get it. So he says that this halacha only applies if there's no entrance from the aliyah outside. So, if we don't need a board, if we have a bayis, we have two batim going into a chatzer. Here's the two batim going into a chatzer, and then you have the chatzer going into a mavui, right? That's how the standard case you'll have. So then, if you just have two houses, so according to the opinion of Tosos, they light over here. V'hameivin yavin. I'm not going to expound on this. Rav Nemetzal held that Reuven lit over here and Shimon lit over here, and you were able to tell which one belonged to Reuven, which one to Shimon. We've been thrown off by the mezuzah business, which I'm going to get back to. Mezuzah is very holy. There's a lot of chassidus on it, and every word of it is kadosh. But in terms of halacha, if I had time, I'd have chassidus prepared too. But you first got to do the halacha well, and then you go to the chassidus. So now, these are the two things over here. So now, but what happens if you have this house has an aliyah? If this house has an aliyah, if it has an attic, so then in such an instance, then how are you supposed to light? So it depends, points out the Beis Yosef. If you got a ladder going down, so then no problem. Even according to Tosos, he'll light over here. And according to Rav Nevinsal, this house is going to light over here, this house is going to light over here, and the aliyah is going to light over here. And it's going to be clear who everybody's menorah, who gets what. However, if the aliyah goes through the bayis, right? My in-laws had a house where every once in a while they would rent out the attic. Sometimes they did, sometimes they did. There was no way, if you looked in the house, would you know if someone was living there or not. Sometimes they put the grandchildren up there, and sometimes they rented it out, depended. So what's with that type of house where there's no Pesach and you've got to go through the house itself?
Window.
So then you put it in the window. Even Tosvos will be molda that you need a heker. Let's see the words again of the Beis Yosef. V'ima yepasuach l'rechotzer minichal Pesach chotzer shu pasuach l'rishus harabim. Aval hocha, when do we say that the aliyah doesn't get a lighting in the courtyard? It's only if it's not minker milsa. So I want to point out, despite what Rav Ami pointed out very well to me, that Rav Moshe asks, at the end of the day, according to Tosos, it's not such a clear heker. Even according to Tosos, you need some type of heker. And the raya is that when you have an aliyah that's going through the bayis where there is no heker, no one even knows necessarily that someone's living in the aliyah, there's no ladder that's going down, like over here in this case, so then in such an instance, you light in the window. Lemia's daiti? This is what Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's all Rav Shlomo Zalman was saying in apartment buildings. You have a big building, it could be used for commercial use, it could be used for ganim, it could be used for a shul, it could be used for many, many different types of things. When you look at a building, you have no idea how many people are living there. Very different to the way many of our houses in Beit Shemesh and Yerushalayim are built, which each one of them has its own exit, even if, like in Beit Shemesh, it's very common. In our house, we have in the complex, you have separate exits and entrances to the apartment. It's not a cheder madrigot. But if you're talking about a case of where you have a cheder madre goat, so then it seems to me that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was saying. Then in such an instance, there's no way that you know how many apartments. Can you tell me how many apartment building, how many apartments are in Rav Nevenzel's building? You can't tell. You don't know whether there's whether both floors have been converted into one apartment and so on and so forth. That's mamish the case of Aliyah. In Cain, it's nothing to do with the fact that the one person chapped the front thing like the first version of Shlomo Zalman.
Only if it's nikar.
Oh, that's step number one. That's step number one in understanding Rav Nevenzel's minhag of lighting in the window, and it comes out in a chanami. Now there used to be, everybody always says Yerushalayim of Bnei Brak, but now there's a third tradition over here. Now we'll see. Now we need to leave the next 10-20 years to figure out, you know, how this is going to evolve. But Lania's Daiti, there's a third mahalach based on this. Now Rav Nevenzel even told more of chidush, which is not brought down in any sefer, which I think it could be he made up on the spot today. He told me even more than that, a brilliant Torah, Kedarko B'Kodesh. He said like this. He said, who says there's any chashivus of a delus whatsoever? Is it chashivut yesh l'delus? Ze halacha shel petach. Ze halacha shel petach. Ze lo halacha shel delet. If that's so, and he says, I'll bring you a raya. In Tumah v'Tahara, is there a difference between a window and a door? No, there's no difference between a window and a door in Tumah v'Tahara. And he says, here comes the big chiddush. He says, it's a Pesach l'nichnas u'liyotzei for the or. The or is nichnas v'yotzei. So that's a little bit of a chiddush. But his bottom line is that the answer to the strange question that I answered you before is there a mila of lighting in the window over lighting in the doorway? According to Rav Nevenzel,
what do you call the entrance?
Just one second. Let me just finish one more point, and then I want to take your question, which will come out then, according to this, will come out is if a person has a fine chatzer, not Rav Shlomo Zalman's problematic chatzer, but he has a fine chatzer, but he has a window, and the window would produce more persume nisa. According to Rav Nevenzel, he should use the window.
Even Tosus would say.
Because there's no particular maila.
What's the fact?
Right.
That there's a mezuzah.
So now these are two different chiddushim. You could take the first chiddush without the second chiddush. And mezuzah is a yesod. It's a yesod of someone. If he has a mezuzah, he should be makif. But Rav Nevenzel also responded to me on this point, then I'll take the question. Rav Nevenzel said to me, there's no halacha of mezuzah, that's mechayiv. If you have a chatzer, actually we had this in our chatzer, which I described that was the backyard. So there was a time that we didn't have a doorway, and there was no mezuzah. There's no reason, there's no chisaron. I thought there was a big inyan when I put up a doorway with a mezuzah for an Eres Chanukah. But no, there's no inyan. If there's a petach, it's no inyan per se mezuzah. The chasidus stays in its place to be makif mitzvahs for sure, because once you're doing it, then there's an inyan that the neros represent the other part. However, at the end of the day, it's not part of the gather. Yeah.
Just it's written petach beito, not pitche beito. Petach beito is the entrance to the bayit.
Rav Nevenzel doesn't think so. I hear. I'm not. This is hot off the press. This is just. I'm throwing out what emerges. And just as we're saying it out, I said this in Grus today, but it only came together to me even more. Now, as we're saying it together, is what comes out is that Rav Nevenzel is really saying the chiddush agabe chiddush. One chiddush is Rav Shlomo Zalman's ha'ara, and then the chiddush agabe chiddush is what he said about chalon, that it could be that he would go so far as to say that the presuming nisa of the chalon is even better. That, I'm not sure. You don't have to say that, because you could say that Chazal's takana, original takana, the way they said it, is to put it by the Pesach of the Chatzer. But you can go so far. He wants to be matzdik, this mahalach of the chalon, so he says that. Now, it is important to note one more thing. This is only a fraction of what I wanted to do, but I want to make sure we get everything, at least this, to do with Avraham Mushlam. It's important to note that Rav Nevenzel made another ha'ara. He said, if there's no persume nisa, so then there's no mitzvah whatsoever. If there's no persume nisa, for example, let's say you have a chatzah where no one passes by. And there's one way of understanding
that. At a chatzah, there's no mitzvah
right,
whatsoever.
Right. Right, correct. In other words, there's no, coming back to our case, let's say you had a chatzer that didn't open to the road, and you have a window that does. To Rav Nelsa l'shitasa, it's a dover pashut that you should light in the window in such a case. I'm still mesupik. What happens if there's a little bit more versus a little bit less persume nisa? Rav Nelsa's lashon was persume nisa, believe persume nisa is a garnish, to use the Yiddish word. Without persume nisa is nothing. It's absolutely nothing. Persume nisa is part of the hagdar of the
if you're, if you're in a place where there's nobody walking around, you're in a kvar.
Right.
Ooh. You don't need to do it by window. You can just
right, that's exactly. If there's no one that's walking around. Okay. Now, which actually jumpstarts us to the next thing I want to get done by 11 o'clock. The next topic that we have over here is, so we did apartment buildings.
To get some chassidut.
Okay. You know, Rabbi, yeah, they say the famous lines. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that you know, if you learn 20 minutes of Musa, you realize you have that much more time. Yeah, if you have learned Chassidus, you realize how much more time. Yeah. Okay, so the apartment buildings and the window versus the door, we took care of A and B. We took care of C and D. I'll do a little bit more quickly to be able to get to a little bit of the Chassidus. A soldier. There is a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer in terms of where a soldier should light, and this is what I referred to before as being a little bit taken. I'm going to say something based on Shlomo Zalman that really calls into question something about this psak of the Tzitz Eliezer. Let's skip to the bottom line. It's Tzitz Eliezer in Simen Chof Tes Oz Gimel says the following. He says, you have that in front of you, page Ayin Aleph? He says, Api Omer Muvan de Dati Nota Benidon Shelasenu, Shemuchuyavim Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, Gam Kishi Yeshenim Tachas Kipas Hashamayim. Kol Echad Ve'echad Al Yad Mitato Upinato. So Josh was Zoch, we were Zoch, and he was Zoch to be Omed Al Mishmar Atzenu. And there are times that soldiers are out in the fields. And the shaila is, should a soldier light, Hanukkah menorah?
Meaning there's no bias, it's a device and there's no bias.
So that's the crux of the question. So I am very much disturbed. In fact, one of the guys who comes to the shir told me, Revi, afterwards he said, I gave the chabura and I said the chumra that you were making fun of. Well, partially. There's a new chumrah out there, and he was trying, one of the Avrichim in the Gros Kol was trying to argue this new chumrah. And that is, I'm noticing creeping into the religious culture this new idea that wherever you are, you should light a menorah. You're in the airport, light a menorah in the airport. You're on the airplane, so put everybody's life in danger, light on the airplane. Wherever you are, now, I'm not talking about, of course, a soldier that's on a mission and it's a davar pashut, pikuach nefesh. That was a joke about the plane. But a soldier, in all seriousness, a soldier that's on a mission, ain't al mal daber. But we're talking about, from what I understand, from my Talmidim who've gone into, who've been zochet to be soldiers, there's a lot of dead time too. So what happens if you are, you're in the field, and for whatever reason you're out, and there's no danger whatsoever, is there an inyan to life? So the Tzitz Eliezer says a fascinating thing. He says, yes. And let me share with you a shtickle Torah. He has a fascinating shtickle Torah. 2 minutes of lamdus, and then we'll come back to the halacha. He says like this, if you want to see it inside, it's in Os Aleph, I'll say it outside. He points out that there's an interesting Mardachi. The Mardachi says, let's say I'm lighting for somebody. I say to Josh, be motzimi for the Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. You be motzimi. Okay. So the Mardachi says, he's lighting my house. Let's say we share an apartment together. Forget about the mahadrin for a moment that each person lights. So he says that even if I ask Josh, there's an inyan for me to be standing next to him. He also points out that most brachos that you could do with a shliach, the bracha is al, not li. That's some rishon mechalik. Let's say, for example, mila, you make the bracha ala mila because there's a shliach, usually is a moel, that's doing it. So there's brachas ala mila. So he says, I could explain both halachos only if I understand that there's a chiyuv on every person no matter what. Not that there is a chiyuv that if you're in a house, that the house has to have menorah. We would call it chovas habayis. But rather, it's a chovas hagavra, that there's a chiyuv on every person to light. If that's so, then I understand this Mardukhi that says I'm supposed to stand next to him. Because it's not just simply that I'm asking him, make my house a Hanukkah lit house. If that would be so, if that would be the chiyuv, then why do I have to stand next to Josh? Why do I have to stand next to him? And why would the bracha be lit? The answer is, it's a chiyuv on every person. It's not something that's done through as simply a halos, that there is an effect that's taking effect. Al hamila, that mila is taking, but there's a pu'ula that's supposed to be done. The chidush is that if the Mardukhi is saying, if I stand next to him, then I could also accomplish that. That's the Tzitz Eliezer's mahal. So he has a shtickle Torah to say it, but my small ha'ara is that you don't see this anywhere. Until the Tzitz Eliezer, until 35 years ago, which is unheard of in halacha, if you have something that only appeared 35 years ago, and now people are starting to be mefalpel to light in airports, and to light in this, and to light in that. By the way, of course, Baruch Hashem, we're married, so in such a case, I just have to spell it the halacha lemaisa. We don't have a problem. Our wife lights for us in the house. We're fine. But let's say you have someone who's single, who doesn't have someone lighting for them in the house. So then, in such a case, then they're going to have an issue of that. For sure, so no one's being mechadesh, or let's say a husband and wife are traveling together. This Talmud of mine, he said he chose to say Schabur because his parents were traveling on Hanukkah. So he introduced this notion. Now, in an airplane, I have to add, in your photocopies, in the Tzitz Eliezer, on the next page, the Tzitz Eliezer quotes it. You got two pages of the Tzitz Eliezer? You guys have one here. We'll pass these around. So in the Tzitz Eliezer, you'll see that he will discuss also riding on a train. If someone's riding on a train, so then in such a case, he quotes a Marashtan, knows, hey, they're riding on a train that earlier Kadmon discussed, but all of those discussions, I want to emphasize, was not in an open area. The Chakira would be a train that people would travel on. My father traveled from Vancouver to Chicago to learn in Beis Medrash LaTorah in 1950. So then from Vancouver to Chicago was a 3 or 4 day train ride. So then you mamish rented out that area, you slept there and so on and so forth. It was a whole thing. So there's that could be called a bias. You didn't leave the train for, I don't even think they got off the train in such a case. You would stay on the train for 3 days. So that's your bias for 3 days. So yesh lachkor, here's where I accept the chabura from the avreich and the grus kola. If he's being choker, how a plane is, do you look at a plane as a bias? That I accept. But if you're going to use the lamdus to say it's a chovas hagavra, that I find extremely, extremely difficult. Mehechi tesi, there's no makar, never issue beso. That's the chiyuv. And to introduce the new thing, that everybody that's traveling to start lighting menorahs, Chabad's fantastic what they do, but it's not the mitzvah, it's kiruv.
Meaning,
right?
It's a shaila of can you, not are you chayiv to only.
What's that?
It's only a shaila of can you light in these places, not never are you chayiv to light in these places.
That's what I'm arguing. And I'm arguing it's a nothing.
You could light anywhere.
You could light anywhere, but it's a bracha levatala. It's dependent on the bais. An airplane, I hear, it's a legitimate chakir. He came over to me afterwards, and he said, you know, I even said, I'm not even sure. I said, if you call it bias, it's hard to imagine.
What's koveya, the
definition of bias? So that I didn't prepare for shir tonight. That's what, on the cab ride here from Gruss, I was thinking about that question. It's a very fascinating question. We have to think of a few makaros. In Erevin, we have a makar, what's considered a bias. It becomes a whole
bias in general is a concept that is Dalalamos, right?
Excellent.
So wherever you go, meaning your Dalalamos is wherever you're going, that's your bias.
No.
That might support a Chomos Fagat.
No, but I think it's ridiculous.
I don't know about
that. I think it's ridiculous, but your Maramokum is excellent for a different reason. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says what you said in a slightly different way. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that Dalet Amos is normally chashivas for a bais, exactly. And he says, but he doesn't think that applies for Hanukkah. Hence, it opens up the Pandora's box that maybe even your 5 feet on either, not 5 feet, whatever the space is of your on a plane, maybe that's already enough to be considered a bias. People sleep there on overnight flight and so on. Maybe yes, maybe no. That I'm willing to hear. But to be mechayev a soldier or somebody who's just traveling who for whatever reason doesn't have a bias, I find that extremely, extremely difficult. So I want to shut down the Cholas HaGavra discussion. I think that's taken it too far. Now, what is an appropriate presentation of Cholas HaGavra? So there's, again, we conclude with our source of our Mesorah in Yeshiva, and that's Rav Shlomo Zalman. In the last Sefer that you have in front of you, Sefer Ner Ishu Beso, you have that Sefer Ner Ishu Beso? That's the last page. So in the Sefer Ner Ishu Beso is a Rav in Gilo, Rav Schlesinger. So Rav Schlesinger there, writes that Ner Ishu Beso is the Pshat that he says the following Pshat from Rav Shlomo Zalman. And that is, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the Chiyuv of Neres Chanukah is a Cholas Habayis. However, even though it's a Cholas Habayis, he says it was made both as a Cholas Habayis and a Cholas HaGavra. What does that mean? What it means is the following. If there's a Chiyuv, may I read it? I want to just to emphasize that it doesn't just sound like strange terminology. He says, the Hagam, Shenizbar Shemitzas Ner Chanukah Asu Cholas Habayis, Mikol Mokom Areyu Gam Cholas HaGavra. Now here's the emphasis. Ve'ein Adome LeMezuzah. It's not comparable to Mezuzah. Mezuzah is a straight up Cholas HaBayis. This is different than Mezuzah. How's it different than Mezuzah? The difference is the following. If there's a Mezuzah that's hanging on the door, then I don't have to worry about anything. However, when it comes to Neros Chanukah, I'm supposed to have in mind with your hadlaka, you're supposed to have in mind to be motzi me. Every person has a responsibility to have it lit in their house. We spoke about last year we did this also Hanukkah time, I think. Last year we spoke about Rabbi Kiva Eger, who said that a person is supposed to have in mind not to be yotze. We don't pass like this, Rabbi Kiva Eger, with the Baal HaBayis, and that's how we can make a new bracha. We discussed Rabbi Kiva Eger then. So the point is that either I have in mind to be Yotze or not, but I have in mind not to be Yotze, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Simon Zayin, if I'm not mistaken, says. So then in such a case, then I do have a new chiyuv, according to Ashkenazim. Because according to Ashkenazim, every single person is going to light. So it's a hybrid of both. That's what he says. Very good. It says Apshat. I wasn't convinced, but he says exactly what you said. Rav Schlesinger makes your point. Is it on the copy in front of us? It might be.
Yeah, it's the first line.
Yeah. Right. He wants to say that in the copy in front of you. Very good. I would like to say that according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, I can now explain the Mardukhi and we don't have to come to Tzitz Eliezer's very, very, very big chiddush. What was it, Tzitz Eliezer's big chiddush? He says, how could it be if there's a simply a Cholas HaBayis, so then why did the Mardukhi say you need to stand next to the guy to have that he should be motzi you? But if we learn that it started, the only place that's a place of Neros Chanukah is the Bayis, but once you have a Bayis, you're Zocha to have a Bayis, so then in such a case there's a Chiyuv on each person, then it's different than Mezuzah, it's different than Mila, and so on. There's no Inyan. It sounds crazy, but by Mila, there's no Inyan for the father to be standing next to the Mawel if he made him a Shliach. There's no Inyan. His child is Mawel. My grandmother was not at my father's bris. Women didn't even come to the shul for the bris. So even the father, there's no, if he made the Shliach beforehand, there's no Inyan at all. If that's so, im kenim advarim, so then we understand what's going on in the Mardukhi. You don't need to go so far as the Tzitz Eliezer. He needs to stand by because there's also a Cholas HaGavra. The Cholas HaGavra is dependent by Snach to introduce this new idea to say that there's stam a Cholas HaGavra when it comes to Neros Chanukah. Okay. I thought, just in terms of in Machshava and Chassidus, that there's a tremendous Musar that comes out from this, and that is that when it comes to the chiyuv of Neros Chanukah is miyuad dafka for a bayis. There's a connection, according to our argument, Ner Chanukah is somehow connected to the bayis itself. What's the connection? So I think there are two different types of connections to the bayis, and they're manifest in two different different ways. I'm going to start with halacha again, and then go to and build al pi derech chasidus. For those who have to go, I totally understand, but because of the bakasha, we'll spend a couple minutes. So, that's right. So let's. There's the Ramban says very, very beautifully. The Ramban in Parshas Baalosva. Did I pass? I passed that to you also. I didn't take them because I didn't think we would get to this. I think they're all here. Thank you. Yeah. Here we go. The Ramban in Parshas Baalosva, and I still dark emotions, so we'll get to. The Ramban in Parshas Baalosva writes a very, very powerful expression. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Baalosva Saneros, I would say that's about 10 lines from the bottom, or by the small five, towards the end of the line. V'ri'isi od bilam, deinu chem en shraba, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe lechem mor la'arin, al tita, but Aaron was given the Neros. Chanukah menorah continues the Baha'loscha es haneros. Actually, Rav Tzvi Shaloni once, he started off, so Rav Tzvi once pointed out very beautifully, I don't know if I ever thought about it, it's a basic yisod in Chassidus, that the Mikdash itself is a house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? There's the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the bedroom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shulchan is the dining room, etc., etc. Every single part of the kelim, it's a bayis. The furniture, if you will, in alpi yisoda yisodos is the bayis itself. But what do we have left? So we have two different bottom. We're mamshich the hadlakas neiros hamigdash in two different mikdashim. One's the mikdash of the Beis HaKnesses, where we light the menorah, which creates a lot of consternation for poskim. That was one of the things where David spoke with me about today. What, a lot of consternation for poskim. How do you understand how that works? That's Aleph. And Beis is of course the hadaka in the house. So the our avoda, al pi chasidus, our avoda is the hadlakas neiros of both the Mikdash in the Beis HaKnesses and also the avoda in the Beis. Let's go back to halacha now. There's a wild Magen Avraham that I never saw a good pshat in that I'd like to suggest to you what the pshat is, and then we get back to Derech Avoda. The Magen Avraham in one of our last photocopies, it could be, I'll say it Baal Peh, it's in Tuf Resh Ayin Sif Beis. The Magen Avraham writes that you all know that there's an inyan not to do malacha while the neiros are lit. Malacha doesn't mean turning on the light, but malacha means sewing and laundry and so on and so forth. Crazy Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says you're not supposed to do malacha while the neiros of the Beis HaKnesses are lit. No one ever, that's like a collector's item. No one's aware of that. What's the pshat? Okay, good. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat in this Magen Avraham? It says a dark emotion. Darche Moshe also in Simen Tav Reish Ayin that says the following. He says there's a big discussion, is there an Indian to party on Chanukah or not? Are you supposed to make Simcha? So Rabosai, it's straight up in the Ramah. It's just not, for whatever reason, this Ramah is not well known. The Ramah says there's people that say there's an Indian to make a party. The Ramah's lashon is, do you make a party Zecher Chanukas HaMizbeach? Zecher Chanukah Samizbeach, this is Indian to make a party. There were two things that happened. There was the Chanukah Samizbeach of the Mikdash, and then there was the Neis of the Pach HaShemen. In Chanukah, we're actually celebrating two different things. One is Chanukah Samigdash, and the other is the Neis of the Pach HaShemen.
The Chanukah Samigdash, or the finishing of the Mikdash?
Where that they re-inaugurated the Mikdash after. Now, it's a question the Mefarshim discuss, but it only happened later, etc., etc. That's a big problem. But let's leave that problem aside for now. Clearly, it's the idea of reinaugurating the Beis HaMikdash after the Tumah had entered in the Mikdash. Fair question. Oh. So, Rabosai, there are two avodas. We all know that Yom Tov has a din in Simcha. Yom Tov has an Isra Melacha. Isra Melacha and Simcha go together. There's Avodas Hashem in expressing in the Chitzonius, Avoda, showing the world. There's a Rashi in Psachim, I think, somewhere that speaks about that. That Simcha and Yom Tov being showing to everybody is Yom Tov. And then there's another type of avoda, that's avodas apnimius. When we're talking about the avoda of the Chanukas HaMizbeach, the Chanukas HaMikdash, so then there's Nisr Malacha. Says the Darche Moshe, when you have a Seuda, that's what the Seuda is going on. What's the Neiros in the Beis HaKnesses represent? That represents the Chanukas HaMikdash. Al-Pi Chassidus, there's a totally different Mikdash. The Mikdash itself is the strange conglomeration. It's on the one hand, the meeting place between the Olah with the Tata, and its expression is Tata expression. A table, a shulchan, a mizbeach, a bedroom, a menorah. So there's another avoda. That's not the avoda of the chitzam, which is expressed in simcha, but there's the avoda of the pnimis. Let's just finish off what this avoda of the mikdash first is. If we say that malacha and simcha go together, and we know that there's the hadlaka in the Beis HaKnesses, which represents, which I'd like to argue, which represents the Chanukas HaMizbeach, so then in such a case, we now know why the Yisra Melacha corresponds to the Neiros. That's the Pshat and the strange Magen Avraham. Why it corresponds to the Neiros in the Beis HaKnesses. But at home, it's supposed to be a life like regular. It's a regular routine. There's a totally regular routine. Rav Tversky, I mentioned this last year, Rav Tversky says beautifully, I've said this a few times, Rav Tversky says that the menorah's dafka is supposed to be 10 tefachim from the ground. Why? Because the shechina, the gemara in Sukkah, and the Amabay says, only comes up until 10 tefachim from the ground. There's not supposed to be any vacation on Hanukkah. You can tell that to the kids. It was never supposed to be. Hanukkah, it's brought down, the Shari Tshuva says, that a person is not supposed to sit bottle from Malacha on Hanukkah. What's the avoda al pi chasidus? The avoda is being mekadesh the mundane, being able to show that the bayis, which represents the mundane, to be able to find kedusha in that. I was thinking also that I thought that Tishrei represents the gilui of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, fnei Hashem by Yom Kippurim, fnei Hashem on Sukkis. Cheshvan, Rav Ginsburg points out, it might even be in the Sefer, Rav Ginsburg points out that Cheshvan is Beloshon Chashu, is silent, from Rehersh. Rehersh says that. That the tafkir of Cheshvan is to test whether you're able to take the awesome encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do it consistently. I'd like to be Mosef, maybe, but and Kislev is the next stage of Avodah. A person succeeded in the Yom Noraim, in the Avodas HaYom Tov, in the Izgailus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then in Cheshvan he succeeded being consistent, being somehow to find in to be able to do his daily routine properly, to have time for davening, time for learning, time for the next avoda is not only to have time for davening, time for learning, but it's to be able to find the kedusha, to find the ner hamenorah, the ner haTorah, even in the area that's the chomrius, even in the area that's mamish degashim. That's the avoda of the menorah. And that's the menorah in the bayis. The bayis represents the Mikdash Ma'at, is the, if you will, the lower part of the Mikdash Ma'at, is the Chomrius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression of taking down the Kedushas HaShefa Milamala and putting it in Tachlis and Lamata. So what is this practically? That means when we light our menorah in our house, it's a different mindset than the mindset when you light in the Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaKnesses is an area that's devoted for the Kedushi law of Migdash. And that's celebrating the Chanukah HaMizbeach. But the Neros and the Bayis represent to be able to take the... By the way, it's really, really interesting. In Beis HaKnesses, people aren't Makbid. I just dawned upon me right now. Not Makbid on the 10th Fachin. That's Geschmack. They're not Makbid on the 10th Fachin. But in a Bayis, there isn't a need to be Makbid on the 10th Fachin. Why? The reason is because that the bias represents Blush and Ulai, just thought it dawned upon me right now. But the bias, the whole tafkid is what? The bias, the whole tafkid is to be Mekadesh the Chomrius, that every part that we do in our house to try, and this is the hardest avoda, this is why it comes after Tishrei and after Cheshvan, to be able to know how to do the chol right and to be able to divvy up one's time, that's one thing. To be able to experience a height of his gailus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's also doable. The hardest point to teach Talmidim in Shana Bet to get them ready for America is how are they going to be able to feel Kedusha? They'll feel Kedusha when they go to a Tish on Friday night. But how are they going to be able to maintain that Kedusha when it goes to less than 10th Fachim? To be able to find the Nera Torah in all the parts of the Chomitz. That's the hardest part to be Mechanech. And that's why Kislev Al Pi Kabbalah is the Sea Shebesi. It's the highest of the highest in Chassidus. Why? Because it's really the culmination of all this. The ability to be able to take the Kedusha of the Olmei Olamos and to put it lower than 10 Tfachim, that's the Avodah. So that's something for us to think about. That even in the day in and day out, not only that we're doing the day in and day out correctly, that we're doing it consistently, but that we're able to find Kedusha even in the Chomrius. Be'ez Hashem. We should be Zohar to be Mekayim, the Choyvas Habayis. Of Neres Chanukah.